Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Another week of the NFL season means another shot for new customers to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Bet just $1 on any NFL game, and you win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was in 1943. So let's call this one a no-brainer. All you got to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code KSN. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. We are talking Penn State-Iowa football. And when we finished up segment number two, Dusty, we were talking about Penn State's defense. And I wanted to make one more comment about the defense and get your reaction to it. When I look at the differences between this year's defense and last year, maybe even the year before and before that, is there is no weakness on this defense. You know, you talked about the defensive ends. We talked about the linebackers, P.J. Mustafa, and the group that subbed for him at defensive tackle, the DBs, the safeties. You talked about the defensive ends being top 10 in the country. Where do you put Jair Brown and Jaquan Brisker? Plus, the cornerbacks are good. And you know, one of my favorite players is Daquan Hardy, who's that slot cornerback who comes in. So, and there's a maturity to them too. They're veterans. They don't make the mistakes. They make the tackles. All the things that we said we got upset with last year. People got lost. They took bad angles. They missed tackles. We just don't say that about this team this year, ever.
And it's such a stark contrast. It's still, you know, hard to wrap my head around. And you think about all the different strokes from James Franklin and his staff to get guys in the right places. The swap for Brandon Smith and Curtis Jacobs, the move for Jesse Luketta, the transfer market with Arnold Ebiketie, you know, the rise in play of PJ Mustafa and the transfer market for Derek Tangelo, you know, Tariq Castro Fields has been as healthy and effective as he's ever been. Joey Porter Jr., you know, in year two as a starter has emerged as, I think, a bona fide star there. You've got versatile, rangy, playmaking safeties with Brisker and Jair Brown, who I thought it was hilarious that Gus Johnson was going with the soft J on Jair Brown. I don't know if that was game long, but it was multiple references to Jair Brown.
Game long. He's been doing that all season with them. He did that earlier in the year too.
Yeah, that sounds like the Will Ferrell Anchorman. Is it jogging or is it yogging? Is it a soft J, Jair? But anyway, to your point, I mean, you're looking at a group that is as complete a defense as I've seen. You know, I've been watching, covering, traveling. You know, I've been watching this Penn State team with interest for, you know, almost two decades now. And I just can't recall a more complete unit. I think the one thing, if you had to ask these guys and ask James Franklin, ask Brent Pry, I think they would love to create more momentum swinging plays with turnovers and short fields and things like that. Offhand, I can't really think of the number of times that Penn State has gotten, you know, a short field that Iowa has gotten a bunch of times this year. But that's really nitpicking. I think they could have produced even more turnovers, I think, than they have already. I think all the, you know, you think about Jair Brown dropping one at Wisconsin. You know, you think about, I think Joey Porter had an interception in his hands. I think that would be the only nitpicky thing. But otherwise, this defense, you know, and the fact that the personality of it is to get so tough inside the 20, inside the 10. Throwing lanes are almost non-existent because they've got numbers advantages wherever they want to have them. You know, they can send extra guys and trust their corners to lock down one-on-one if that's what they want to do. They can send three or four and drop a bunch of guys into coverage, and they're so long and rangy and athletic. It's just hard to find a way to beat them, and that's why they've been so tough in the red zone. But, yeah, I mean, it is an unbelievable defense. I think, you know, Iowa did its thing. I mean, four takeaways are four takeaways. They've got a huge number of takeaways so far in six games, but I thought Penn State had the better defense going in, and I still think Penn State had the better defense coming out.
Well, let's talk about that Iowa defense. You mentioned the takeaways, and on one of our shows last week, I said, you get so many takeaways in a game, it's random. You do it every game, it's a trend, and they continued that trend. And I wasn't aware until you brought it up about the trend of quarterbacks not finishing the game against them. But I got to tell you, Dustin, after watching the game, if you just look at the statistics and you see those turnovers, you say, there we go again. There's Iowa forcing those turnovers. I know they had them. I know they're out there. But it's hard for me to give them that much credit for them. Because they were, you know, those deep passes that didn't have a chance. Give them credit for tracking the ball well. But I thought that was more about Taquan Roberson and even Sean Clifford. And if your, you know, defense is dependent on knocking out the quarterback, the hit on Sean Clifford actually looked fairly innocent. I wouldn't have pictured that as being an injury-type hit.
Unless there was some kind of previous issue coming in, or maybe it's just football is just a weird, the angle with which that he was hit, the angle with which he hit the turf, whatever. There was something more to it than the film showed. And, you know, they're doling out punishment, and they deserve some credit for that part of it. And I do think, you know, Taquan Roberson, I wasn't mad at the idea of Mike Yurcich, you know, calling an aggressive play and letting him throw it deep and take a shot. What really stood out to me about Iowa's defense and where you can see it show up in the stat sheet is, you know, in tracking these deep balls, you know, they are making you get a little trigger happy in the deep game. You know, that's part of the persona of the Iowa defense, and it's always been that way, is to try to make you impatient and maybe present a look that looks like you're going to have one-on-one coverage and you don't, whatever. But if you don't throw that deep ball with precision, you know, they're not looking to just run in stride with the wide receiver. They are actually looking to make a play on the ball. And that cost Penn State twice. Two throws that, you know, I think against a lot of defenses, Clifford's deep to Jahan Dotson that was picked off, and Taquan Roberson's first interception were both situations where the ball wasn't where you wanted it to be. But Iowa's defensive back was going, and it was, you know, was tracking the ball just like he was the wide receiver on that play. And so they're coached to do that, and they're able to kind of punish those, you know, a lot of times you call it a 50-50 ball, but it's like, okay, there's a 20% chance my guy gets it, and there's about a 75% chance this ball hits the turf. Why not take a shot? Well, Iowa's defense is showing you exactly why you don't take that shot if you can't deliver it with some precision. And there just aren't a lot of quarterbacks who can consistently deliver that deep ball with precision.
Let's talk about something else that Iowa's defense did, which was shut down the running game. Now, at what point do you stop saying this is because the defense is so good and we've got an issue on this side of the ball with Penn State's offense? And you alluded to some of the numbers here, Dustin. The two running backs, essentially, Kevon Lee had 10 carries. Noah Cain had 8. Noah Cain's long run was 3 yards. Incredible. Yeah. Remember, he was the guy who could always turn 2 yards into 5?
Yeah.
We don't say that anymore about him. Last year, we were saying that about Kevon Lee. He's very much like Noah Cain, always falling forward. His long run was for 6 yards. How can that be?
I think, you know, the bye week comes in a time where they can really ask some bigger questions of this running back depth chart. You know, I know that all the components have to come together, quarterback, line, running back, to make a good running game happen. But I think they've got several running backs who are just incomplete players at this point in time. Kevon Lee has not demonstrated that he's a complete player yet. I think we've seen him when he was fed the ball 15, 20, 25 times last year. He really got into a rhythm of the game. He's not being afforded that opportunity, and maybe that's something coming out of the bye week that they just have to assess. Maybe the extra week will give Noah Cain time to rest, heal, whatever's going on with him, get that foot speed back that he needs in order to take, you know, 0 yard gains and turn them into 3 or 4. You know, like his ability to fall forward just hasn't been there because he doesn't have enough juice. Kevon Lee still not running through tackles. Are these guys the best options, or can you take some time and self scout and figure out and try something different? Because what they've done and trying to mix and match these guys, you know, the offensive line certainly could be better. Maybe the play calling could be better, but the running backs, I really look at these guys and say that they're just not set up. They're not equipped to deliver a big game on the ground, especially against a good physical front like Iowa's. They just didn't have the horses to do it. And it really backfired because you couldn't be bailed out by anybody in this game. The fact that you can't establish the run game isn't bailed out by the fact that you have a quarterback who can make a second or third read, a quarterback who can audible, a quarterback who has savvy in the pocket, you know, can make plays outside the pocket. You just didn't have that quarterback to bail you out. And it was as glaring as ever in this game that they just did not have a consistent option to turn to in the running game. You know, I'd like to see somebody emerge that you can feed like a workhorse, but they're just not doing it right now. And I think that's going to be a hard focus for them in this extra week to self-scout.
Do you take a look at this and say, Kevon Lee hasn't done the job, Noah Cain hasn't done the job, should we take a look at Keziah Holmes? Should we give Devin Ford a chance?
Yeah, I mean, clearly both of these guys behind the scenes have consistency and reliability issues. We knew that about Devin Ford. You started to get the sense of that with Keziah Holmes coming out of the spring where it looked like he was pretty much buried at that number five spot since the spring all the way through camp. Didn't do enough behind the scenes. Well, I don't know whether that's ball security or preparation or not having good practices or whatever, but that's something you got to look at. Either I think you either turn to a guy like Keziah Holmes, who I think is a pretty complete back, or you say, let's commit to one guy. Let's commit to Kevon Lee, get him into a rhythm and see what he can do.
They're definitely going to have to try something new. And as you pointed out, if there was ever a time, you've got 2 weeks of practice because of the bye week to try something new. You then have Illinois waiting for you. A bit of a soft landing there in 2 weeks also. We will talk more Penn State, Iowa after this break.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.